13. My dream home. Dialogue 1.
Have you ever thought about your ideal home?
I have, actually. I've always wanted to build my dream home myself.
What would it be like?
Well, they would be spacious and located next to a park, because a nice view is important to me.
How many rooms would it have?
I'd want it to have 3 bedrooms on a second floor with balconies on each, and 1 main bedroom on the main floor with an attached ensuite. I'd also want a large living room and kitchen connected to each other so that there would be 1 large open space for people to spend time with each other.
How many bathrooms would your dream home have?
I'd have 1 guest bathroom in the basement, 1 attached to the main bedroom, and 1 upstairs, so a total of 3.
How would you decorate your house?
I don't like a lot of clutter, so I wouldn't have a lot of things out. I would have a few vases on the mantelpiece and some pictures of my family on the walls, but other than that, most things would be kept in closets.
How many TVs would your dream home have?
I think a TV is a great waste of time, so I would only have 1 small TV in the kitchen to watch the news in the morning. Dialogue 2. Have you ever seen Bill Gates' home on the internet?
No. What's it like?
It's got its own library, theater, swimming pool, and a guest house. The house itself has about 10 different rooms that are all hooked up to computers so you can get things done in each room through a remote control. It's also located near the sea so he can park his boats next to his house. It's absolutely amazing.
Would you want to live there?
I think his house is fantastic, but I wouldn't want to live there. You'd have to hire 1 or 2 people to clean all the rooms in the house, plus a few people to take care of the gardens, and probably an au pair or 2 to take care of the children. It's just too big of a place to take care of on your own.
What's your dream home like, then?
My dream home is actually just a small cottage in a quiet village in England.
Would you want to buy an old cottage or build a new one yourself?
Old homes are great because they've got character. I think that's important.
Is that why you wear secondhand clothes as well? Because they've got character?
No, that's just because I don't have enough money to buy new clothes all the time.
I see. If you lived in an old house, would it be decorated in a modern way?
No, I'd definitely try to restore it to its original state. I'd love to imagine what it'd be like to live in another time in history. And living in a house decorated like it would have been 200 years ago would be a great way to feed my imagination even more.